When living in a new environment, we may be faced with decisions about where to eat at various times of the day, or what to eat, how to eat, about where to get different types of groceries, where to buy different kinds of clothing, what kind of shopping can be done on the weekend, about how to use public transportation, about where to go to the bathroom, how to use a different kind of bathroom, whether toilet paper will be provided, and on and on. These daily decisions require minimal energy in our home environment, but we utilize a lot of energy on these tasks of daily living when transplanted to a foreign environment. Constantly being faced with new decisions, while at the same time being unsure of expectations, is among the factors that lead to culture shock. Do I pay before I get on, or after I get on? How do I pay? Where do I pay? Can I use the public bathroom? How do I clean myself if there's no toilet paper? Where do I sit? What do you mean I can't buy dinner at 5 p.m.? What do you mean I can only get that kind of coffee in the morning? What do you mean that groceries are not available on Sunday? Culture shock may manifest with a variety of symptoms, each with its own spectrum of severity, ranging from mild uneasiness through unhappiness to true psychological panic.